Hi, everybody, and welcome to this little weekend bite-sized political podcast. And as I record this, I'm by the sea. I'm enjoying all the lovely sunshine outside, trying to get as many sort of natural vitamins into my body as possible. And I hope this one finds you well. So listen, shall we talk a little bit about the butchers of the woke? And you might say, well, David, what do you mean by this butchers of the woke business? Well, I was thinking about the fact that there is a group of individuals who I find particularly troubling. I find them to be very concerning. In fact, I find them to be an abomination. And that group are those surgeons who participate in that which is laughably called gender-affirming surgery. Now, you may have seen, you know, these stories, and I've seen images, which honestly, I would recommend you don't look at. For these people, who teenagers oftentimes, who decide that they want to change gender, they want to, you know, they're born female, they want to become male, or they're born male and they want to become female, whatever. Anyway, in their teens, ordinarily, that could be up to and including late teens. And of course, what happens to them is they get put on, you know, their puberty blockers or whatever. And then once that's sort of had the impact, we get down to the real crucial bit of, you know, lopping off the bits or adding on the bits, which is horrific when you look at it. I mean, as I say, I've seen images of this, and it's like Frankenstein type stuff. But there are highly paid surgeons who do this. This is their gig. They go to work each day, and I don't even know how they can sleep at nights with considering what they do to these young human bodies, male or female, doesn't matter. I think this is like, gosh, this is really, really horrible stuff. And I think it should be banned. Certainly for anyone under the age of 18, it definitely should be banned. But even over 18, when you look at what they do, the surgeons, I mean, it's like, it's sort of satanic. I know I use the word maybe too much, but it is satanic when you see the butchery of the human body that these people carry out. And those people who have had this surgery, I mean, once these things are done, that's it. So it's no wonder so many of these poor, troubled kids, teenagers, whatever, end up, you know, some of them end up killing themselves because then maybe they have they have regrets about, oh, I don't want to be a woman anymore. I want to be bi. I mean, there's one story I was hearing about a young person who decided that they wanted to be, let me get this one right now. Yeah, they wanted to be a woman. They thought that's what they wanted to do. That's what they wanted to be. But turns out that, you know, after some of the surgery had happened, they reflected on it and thought, no, I don't really want to be a woman. I'm just a gay person. I'm a gay man. So I don't want to be a woman. Too late. You know, things have happened. You were encouraged to go down this route, which the ultimate sort of landing stage is when you get you go under the knife. And you're getting rearranged. And it's unnatural at every level. You know, it's physically repulsive in every instance. So, you know, but the surgeons must know that. So I don't even call them surgeons. I call them butchers. You know, the butchers who essentially prey on these confused individuals who have decided for whatever reason they're not happy in the body in which they are born. So they try to get that body rearranged, deformed, mutilated, all those things, and they go along with it for presumably what must be pretty high fees. And then again, you think, I mean, surely these surgeons must appreciate what they're doing when they're doing it. I mean, because it's savage stuff. It's absolutely savage. And this seems to be all part of what life is in 2023 in this modern time, you know, this time, this end time, where we have human bodies being ripped apart by these, you know, by these surgeons. They get richly rewarded for what they do. The individuals on which the surgery is performed are probably messed up for life, for however long that's going to be. And as I said, you know, once you go to that route, then there's no way back. And I think they'll tell you, oh no, but listen, we've got all these checks and balances. Don't worry about it. No one's going to get their bits lopped off until they're really certain that that's definitely what they want. Yeah, sure. Give it a year, give it 5 years or a couple of years. And, you know, hormones continue to rage through people. Views change, regrets come. But unfortunately, with the regrets, there's basically no way back. So it's not so much I blame the people wanting to transition, because I just think they've got all kinds of issues. I actually blame the butchers who go in and do all the mutilation and the cutting. And it's not affirming gender. It's destroying gender. I wonder what you think. Do let me know. Thanks for listening.